This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was a line in the White House statement this weekend about the current state of our trading relationship with Beijing that caught our eye. Both sides, it said, agreed to encourage two-way investment. That's interesting because both Congress and the White House have been making noises about how to limit Chinese investment in key parts of the American economy, technology specifically, things like mobile broadband and semiconductors. The push in Congress comes in the form of a bill called the Foreign Investment Risk Review Modernization Act, which could come up for a vote in the Senate Banking Committee tomorrow, and which would, if it passes, increase the scrutiny of foreign deals that have national security implications for the United States. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains what's going on there.
Back in 1975, Gerald Ford created a committee to oversee foreign investment in the U.S. His executive order was prompted in part by lots of oil money from places like Saudi Arabia and Iran buying up U.S. companies. But Matt Baltz at Bucknell University says for its first decade plus, the committee, known as CFIUS, didn't have much bite.
It met infrequently and didn't review many cases.
Until Congress passed a law in the late 80s that formalized its authority and review procedures. By then, Baltz says, a new country was prompting new worries.
Japanese firms, that was the big sort of competitive threat at that time to American industries, particularly high-tech industries.
Today, a different country, even bigger concerns.
The origins and even the details of this bill say China pretty much everywhere.
Stuart Baker is a partner with the law firm Steptoe & Johnson.
We have never had a peer competitor, an economy that was as big as ours, that was run by the government, and in particular, that could say, I want you to invest in the following 20 technologies so that we can catch up with the U.S. military lead.
Like, say, in robotics. The Senate bill's bipartisan co-sponsors want to give CFIUS new powers and new funding. It would oversee foreign investments in real estate near military facilities, for example, or deals that would expose sensitive data about U.S. citizens to foreign governments. Right now, CFIUS reviews only apply to deals where a foreign firm buys or takes control of a U.S. company. So this bill would also build on an existing export control process overseen by the Commerce Department to cover other types of deals, like joint ventures.
Yeah, that's the part I find most fascinating. They're looking at other situations.
Greg Hussisian chairs the international trade practice at Foley and Lardner.
By requiring a kind of licensing scheme, they can potentially slow down or block the transfer of very important economic and national security type of information.
Commerce already grants export licenses for dual-use technology, civilian tech that could also have military uses. This bill would add oversight of critical next-generation technology as well. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.